Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for February 11th, 2022. If the pandemic is ending, it doesn't feel much like it in Russia. The country reported nearly 200,000 new cases and yet another record. Of course, vaccination rates there are low, Omicron is prevalent, and there aren't that many restrictions. The bright side, while infections have soared, daily fatalities in the last few weeks have remained steady. The World Health Organization says Africa is moving to the control phase of the pandemic, and increased vaccination rates should help the continent live with the disease. Of course, only 11% of Africa's adult population has been vaccinated, due partially to inequities in vaccine access. The World Bank estimates the pandemic pushed up to 40 million people into extreme poverty in Africa. We've heard about the first responders, but what about the last responders? We're talking about mental health professionals. Experts who are now swamped with people seeking help say many are struggling with the emotional and societal changes we've been through, and they're having trouble adapting to a new normal. Words that frequently come up are disconnected, lost, and malaise. Chinese scientists say they have developed a new coronavirus test that's as accurate as a PCR test and gives results within 4 minutes. They usually take several hours. A sensor uses microelectronics to analyze genetic material from swabs, making it fast, easy, sensitive, and portable. The researcher said their results were a perfect match with PCR tests. All 33 cases were accurately detected, and none of the 54 people in the negative group got false positives. Sure, you have your own problems, but we know you're worried about the ability for millionaire celebrities to celebrate themselves conveniently. The 2022 Academy Awards will not be requiring proof of vaccination for attendees. They will be asked to show a negative PCR or rapid test on the day of the ceremony, maybe even on the red carpet. In the United States, cases were down 63%, deaths are up 4%, and hospitalizations are down 30% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since January 14th. The 5 states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Virginia, Mississippi, Ohio, Kansas, and South Carolina. There are 28,677,716 active cases in the United States. The areas with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita, Montana and Oregon, 5%, and Idaho, 1%. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times, Nome Census Area, Alaska, Scott, Tennessee, Unicoi, Tennessee, Wayne, Mississippi, Monterey, California, Estill, Kentucky, Overton, Tennessee, Tippah, Mississippi, Perry, Kentucky, and Imperial, California. There have been 915,431 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top 3 vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated, Rhode Island and Vermont, are now tied at 79.7%, with Maine at 77.9%. The bottom 3 vaccinating states are Alabama at 49.8%, Wyoming at 50%, and Mississippi at 50.4%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 64.2%. Globally, cases were down 28% and deaths up 20% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since January 25th. There are 74,441,569 active cases around the world. The 5 countries with the most new cases, Germany, 247,128, Russia, 197,076, the United States, 179,237, Brazil, 165,359, and France, 153,025. There have been 5,788,579 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Ever get lost in the supermarket?
We'll be your guides.
Three Squares is a trip through the enriched, multi-grain, high-fiber, sustainable, nutrient-dense wonderland that is the food industry. I'm Charlie Arnott, CEO of the Center for Food Integrity, keeping food trustworthy.
Susan Schwally here. I'm president of the food and beverage practice at the MPD Group. I can tell you why people eat and drink what they do.
And I'm Kevin Ryan, resident food scientist. I helped lead strategy and innovation at General Mills, and I'm now CEO of Malachite Strategy and Research, assisting companies in bringing innovative products to market.
Together, we are the Three Squares, dishing on the food industry.
We'll cut through the jargon and tackle the trends in a lightly sweetened, climate-friendly, organic fashion with the people who are shaping the future of food and beverage.
Whether you're a foodie or a food scientist, a connoisseur or a restaurateur, there is something here for every taste. We'll learn, laugh, and discover what's coming soon to your table.
So subscribe to Three Squares for free on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.